couple hours after it, Brendan. Kind of what's going through your mind?
You know what? It was just a great day of golf. You know, I hit my driver really good. It was definitely the best that I've hit it. I've been really working on a little bit more of a cut shot off the tee, a little bit more of a fade. I'm traditionally a draw ball striker, but I went with the cut shot to keep it in play, and yeah, it worked out really good today. I hit every single fairway, and that definitely helps out here for sure.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's obviously key. I didn't get a chance to see any today, but yesterday it seemed like there wasn't a lot of putts going down. What was it like for you on the greens today?
Yeah, everything pretty much went down today. You know, I hit a lot of good iron shots. Maybe didn't get it as close as I would have liked a lot of times, but I mean, it was windy. It was tough out there. They had some tricky pins again. They had some accessible pins today, but they definitely had some tricky ones. And with that wind, I mean, it made it even trickier when you're putting. So, luckily enough, I made a couple 15 footers that went in, and the shots that I did hit really close to 4 or 5 feet, I made all of those. And, yeah, it was a great day on the greens today.
Good. You know, you come into this, you know, wanting to make the cut, and now your chance to, you know, to win this thing. You know, you might take another 65, but you know you can do it, obviously, with your mindset going into tomorrow.
You know what? I'm just going to try to make as many birdies as I can. You know, some people might say, there's a lot of pressure going into tomorrow. I don't think there's any pressure. I'm just going to go in. I'm going to fire away. I'm having an absolute blast out here. Like, it's so much fun to come up here. The golf course is just in amazing shape, and you know, I'm just super excited to get out there. It's going to be fun to hopefully not play in 40 kilometer winds tomorrow, but you know, that seemed to work out to my advantage today. But tomorrow should be fun. Looking forward to it. Like I said, I'm gonna do exactly what I did today and see how many birdies can fall down tomorrow.
I'm gonna assume that wind today probably just felt like a regular day instead of current.
It did, yeah. I mean, it did feel like a normal day. The only difference was is that you just sometimes you had no clue where the wind was coming from. You know, in swift current, there's not a lot of trees. So you definitely feel when the wind is whipping at you, you know it's a west wind or you know it's a northwest wind, whatever. But out here, I mean, you kind of get lost a little bit out in the forest. So you're not quite sure which direction it's coming from. But, you know, thankfully I had a later tee time today, which it was actually windier in the afternoon, but it gave me some time this morning to prep, and you know, I just kind of mapped out on my yardage book where the wind was going to be coming on each hole, and that definitely helped out when I was out there in the thick of things today.
Yeah, I'm going to put this entire thing on our website when I do the daily recap. I know you just tell me off the record there, you know, a lot of text messages, you know, once you finally get off the course and wind down a little bit, you know, a lot of nice messages coming, you know, probably from Swift Current and beyond, hey?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people reaching out. It was pretty cool. You know, I know a lot of people are following along, you know, a lot of my friends, a lot of my work friends, you know, everybody's texting me. I know my wife was on the edge of her seat probably all day today. So when the round was done, I got about 4 or 5 texts from her. So that was really special too. But yeah, I mean, it was cool. It was cool to open up my phone and see, you know, 79 missed texts. That was pretty neat. So yeah, it was a lot of fun.
What would it be like to win this thing in Saskatchewan?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be special for sure. You know, to take it down here at Elk Ridge, I mean, that would be super special. But I can't think about that now. I just got to take it one shot at a time and get out there tomorrow and just do exactly what I did today. You know, I went into it with a carefree attitude and you know, if I can hit my driver like I did today, you know, I definitely think I can shoot another 65, 66 for sure.
Perfect. Sounds great, Brendan. Congrats on the great round today. We can't wait to see you, you know, chase down the championship potentially tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow morning.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate it.